Can we turn the AC off? This is major. I'm like shivering.
Liv, if you want me to warm you up.
Are you flirting with me?
Maybe a little. Hey, Liv, you got married earlier this year.
Yeah.
If things don't work out with Royston, would you be prepared to give it a crack with a Kiwi fella?
No.
Okay. Had to ask. That's my question. Done on that.
No.
Is this radio?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Vigo gave me a lollipop with a cricket in it.
Oh, my God. Is it real?
Cricket, lick it. Yeah. Lick
it. Ew.
Do you think you can actually eat that?
Probably. Have a crack at it.
Hey, Orlando, you walk into a room and all the chicks sort of make a gasping noise, a strange gasping noise, like, can you hear that, or is it just other guys that hear it?
Yeah, I phase that out now. It freaks me out. It's like, whoa, don't do that, it's just me.
But if a guy does it, do you hear it when a guy doesn't know?
Yeah, that's a little bit weird, actually. I had a guy cry in front of me once, and he was like, dude, put it together, man.
What did you say? Sir Ian, get out of my trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so good of Gay Men Like You. What are you talking about?
Well, no, it wasn't. I don't know if he was necessarily gay.
Oh.
I'm not saying he was gay. It was just a guy. He just broke
down. I love it when chicks kind of weird. That makes me very happy. I love it. I think it's really important, you know. When other women... Not in a sexual way, but I love women so much, and when women feel like they can relate to me or like me, it just makes me feel so happy.
Is this really annoying?
It's so annoying. I want to kill you.
Here, just rip it off.
It's plastic.
I don't know. Is it real? No, I think it's real.
It might be connected. It might be part of the lolly.
So like, I can just sit there and eat lollipops, and she can do all the talking. And
well, Lego, I heard that you cried at the end of filming.
We all did.
I didn't cry, my man. What are you talking about? Men don't cry. Yeah. No, I was really very close to tears. It was very, very emotional. I really grew up in New Zealand. I feel like I sort of came of age. It was like a real coming of age period in my life, and
yeah.
I was of that age, and I sort of found myself in New Zealand, and you know, I sort of understood what it meant to be an actor and to work on a great project. It was all those things. So
if you love New Zealand so much, have any of you brought any of your friends or family back here?
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
His parents are here.
My parents are here right now.
Are they?
Yeah, and I've actually got family in Gisborne.
Have you
cousins,
really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Who are they? Then name them.
They may want to keep their anonymity.
I doubt it.
You're probably right. They're Kiwis, right? Love a bit of that.
Do you want to do a little shout out and say their first names, because they might be listening to us?
I think Tom.
What up, Sam?
Tim is in Wellington, so definitely say what up to Tim. Actually, I think, Tim, we're going to try and get you a ticket for Monday night, so keep that open. And Simon, who I spoke to on the phone.
Are you going to be writing how you had to watch, or luckily got to watch Orlando Bloom lick a green cricket lollipop?
Are you ready?
Orlando!
Liv, you've just been making a movie.
I'm not cool. I'm not working with Ridley Scott.
No, but you've been working with J-Lo and Ben.
Yeah.
I've got to ask this, because you worked with Ben on Armageddon. So how was it working with Ben again with J-Lo there? Like, was she kind of...
Oh, my God, I'm not talking about any of this. I'll talk about Kevin Smith, because I love him. And he's so funny and a great writer and wonderful.
Let's talk about some of the things you guys did when you were in New Zealand, because Orlando, we heard you went bungee jumping, is that right?
Uh huh.
Was that your first time you'd ever done it?
Yes.
Scary?
Oh my
Terrifying.
God.
Terrifying. I did it 5 times in a row, though.
Oh my
did
God.
You?
Forwards. I did it forwards, 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 backwards, backwards.
Naked.
Was it so scary?
Yeah, very, very scary. And then I did it, but I did it also, I did it at a few different locations. I did the big one off the cave. Off the cable car, and I did the one when I first arrived in Queenstown, and I was all on my own, and that was actually the scariest, because it was my first bungee jump, and I was on my own, so I didn't have my friends to goad me on. I mean, part of it is like, you've got mates going, yeah, go on, you can do it, yeah, or some chick going, yeah, come on, honey, but I didn't have anyone, and I was just on my own, and I went there, and I wasn't sure how my back was going to react to it, but I'd been horse riding. They said, well, what have you been doing? Do you do much physical stuff? I said, well, I've been horse riding. They were like, if you can horse ride, you'll be fine with this, and I was like, okay.
Isn't it true you almost ended up in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Because you fell off a horse.
No, I fell out of a window 3 floors when I was just 2 years before starting shooting on this.
And he broke his back, and they told him he would never walk again.
Mm. And look at him now.
Oh my god.
Not only walking, but licking a lollipop.
With a, this is not just a lollipop. Come on, man. This is like a cricket in it. Lick a cricket.
That's going to be the headline to every story. Lick a cricket.
by Viggo Mortensen.
The girl on the brand here, she's JJ. She's on our show. Would it be possible for her to have a lick on your lollipop? Honestly, it would make this little girl's dream.
Uh-huh.
She's not a little girl.
I know your room number.